Four bars rest with the winning conductor of the Leyland Band, Russell Gray. Russell, congratulations.
Thank you very much. A nice day at the office.
Talk us through that performance, and in particular, talk us through how you got your principal cornet today.
That's a little bit of a long story. As you know, I mean, many people know that certain bands at certain times go through a kind of sticky patch, and Leyland have been one of the most resilient bands coming through really a lot of change in the last two or three years. It's been a very hard week's work. We've done very, very much rehearsals, and today really, really paid off when we were on stage. Very, very important the opening was right, because that obviously sets the scene. And we did get off to a very, very good start. Annabrit, the principal cornet that we had today, is a friend of mine. She's Norwegian. She used to play with the Manger band, and I was actually playing in Switzerland in December and met her for the first time. We were sharing a concert together with a piano player, and she's a fantastic player. She's just doing a first solo CD at the end of March, and I'm conducting her CD. So we had a connection, and she's played fantastically well today.
Oh, without any question, you know, she was one of the outstanding, if not the outstanding, cornet solos of the day. And, you've conducted a couple of performances now on Rienzi as well.
Yes.
Sort of, did you sort of change anything after last week in your own mind, or go back anything?
You know,
the same approach.
You've got to keep the same approach. You can't reinvent yourself. And you see a piece of music, you internalise it, and you have an emotional connection with it. And if you have a bad result or a disappointing result, then you kind of doubt your own belief. But I truly believe that you can't change the way you see a piece of music, because then you're selling out to something, or you're changing for the sake of it. You can't give as convincing a performance or a reading of a score. So you have to stick to your own beliefs. And I really didn't change much today. You know, another week's working on a score, it evolves itself. So yes, it was slightly different, but essentially it was exactly the same reading as last weekend.
And obviously, you know, you've come in to sort of today to work with Leyland.
Yeah.
Is this something now that hopefully you'll be looking to sort of build on and build a relationship?
I've always had a soft spot for Leyland. It's a band I've had a long association with as a player, and it was very nice working with them again. It seemed to be very comfortable. And yes, I will be working with them again in the near future, and we're looking at other projects that we're going to do together. So I'm hoping that things will settle down. This win was very timely. They needed a good result, and things are looking up.
I think it's fair to say it was a tight result out there today.
Yes.
And I think any number of people could have had any two from any three.
Yep.
Various foldings of output performances, but I think
absolutely
your performance met with an awful lot of approval, and I don't think anybody's surprised. First of all, you've qualified, and I don't think many people are surprised. You've actually Leyland Band, for the second year running, they've actually taken the title there, which is actually some achievement for them.
It truly is. Yeah,
some great players in there, and you deserve a lot of credit.
Well, you know, a lot of people write them off very easily, and they're always going to be a danger. They're a very good band. They've got very good core players, and yeah, they can really play well.
Russell, thank you for your time. I'm going to let you get back to the celebrations with
LA. It's a pleasure.
And we will catch up with you soon.
You will do.
Hold on, and take care yourself.
Okay, thank you very much.